and on ye blithe, some day when we'll be grown to women, we mean to vote ere very long and stop the boys from drinking. When girls can vote, hurrah, hurrah, salutes will not be here. There won't be one in all the land.
Reform songs like When the Girls Can Vote were common during the Progressive Era. Another indication of the reforming influence of women in California was the increase in musical entertainment that was wholesome or uplifting, like vaudeville.
Young Herman Von Bellow, a musical fellow, played on a big cello each night. Sweet melodies rare in a dance garden where dancers danced round and round with delight. One night he saw dancing a maid so entrancing, his heart caught on fire inside. And music so mellow he sawed on his cello, she waltzed up to him and she cried. Sweet melody, yippee-yay-yay-yay-yay. My heart wants to holler hooray. Sing of joy, sing of bliss, home was never like this. Yippee-yay-yay-yay.
So what was it, this vaudeville? Stanford Singer, a film and popular music expert, has traced the development of vaudeville in the West.
Vaudeville came to California about 1890, I guess. Until the trains came, it was pretty much impossible for a vaudevillian troupe to travel too far west. But once the railroads were in service, that opened up the entire West. Vaudeville became very popular here because of the American character. The American history of moving, of changing, always, you know, wanting something different, that this kind of impulse was recognized by the founders of the vaudeville movement, and this was an aspect that they knew would sell.
Now music, it's known, has a charm all its own, and Von Bellow, he gurgled with glee.
Here's where I've been a wife and a partner for life.
As he coaxed out a chord up in G.
The vaudeville people and the entrepreneurs who began, they wanted to lift it up out of the primitive and the crude level and to make it a kind of theater that the average person or families, even children, can go to. If you remember in the movie Gypsy, one of the things that the mother constantly says to her daughter is that we're going to vaudeville, meaning we're going a step up, and we're going into a theater that where you get respect.
Sing of joy, sing of bliss, home was never like this. Yippee-yay-yay-yay.
So vaudeville was variety entertainment that derived its format from minstrel shows, and it was good, clean family entertainment. What was an evening of vaudeville like in 1890s California?
Basic variety theater is nothing new. But for the American vaudeville movement, I'd say the first direct influence was the minstrel show because of its format of the music and songs and jokes and things like that, which moved over into the established theater environment. The evening was in two parts, an opening section, which would be music and song and things like that. They open with a dumb act, animals or acrobats or things like that, because there would be latecomers coming into the theater making noise. And then the second spot in the program was what they called a settling number, in which the audience would calm down, and then they would have maybe a song and dance team or something like that. Third spot went to a comedy sketch like Van and Schenck or somebody like that. Later on, Burns and Allen. And then they called it a lead-in act was the one that came right before the first headliner. And that was an up-and-coming solo or a team. And then the first headliner ended the first half of the show. And that could be somebody like Jack Benny when he was coming up, you know, getting a name for himself. And then the second half was called the Olio, which was kind of a flashy, glitzy song and dance, and with the addition of a lot of jokes. Second act would open up with another dumb act because people were coming back in from intermission. And it was a slapstick sketch, maybe, or a strong man, you know, like Sandow, the strong man. This was followed by usually a short play, which lasted maybe 20, 25 minutes. And then there would be the second headliner would come up, and this would be the main attraction of the night. And this would be like people like the Marx Brothers and Eddie Cantor and Al Jolson and all that.
How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee.
And then if it were a big theater, like the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles, they would end with what they call a flash act. And that was a big musical number in which they would invite all the talent from the evening out on stage, and they would do this big number, you know, with, you know, simplified movements and stuff like that.
When I go to that Swanee,
vaudeville was the biggest thing, but not the only thing in musical theater. There were Harrigan and Hart and the exuberant George M. Cohan. But then, a curious new format took New York and then San Francisco by storm. Clorinde was a musical comedy written by African Americans Will Marion Cook and Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Clorinde opened at San Francisco's Orpheum Theater in the summer of 1898, a huge hit. Clorinde and others of its type were performed
by all black casts, belting out a new genre of comic music, the so-called coon song. Here's a song from the show, Darktown is out tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.